The whole barracks was in the state of filth and chaos to which the militia reduced every building they occupied, which seems to be one of the byproducts of revolution. In every corner you came upon piles of smashed furniture, broken saddles, brass cavalry helmets, empty sabre scabbards, and decaying food. There was frightful wastage of food, especially bread. From my barrack room alone, a basketful of bread was thrown away at every meal, a disgraceful thing when the civilian population was short of it. We ate at long trestle tables out of permanently greasy tin pannikins, and drank out of a dreadful thing called a boron. A boron is a sort of glass bottle with a pointed spout from which a thin jet of wine spurts out whenever you tip it up. You can thus drink from a distance, without touching it with your lips, and it can be passed from hand to hand. I went on strike and demanded a drinking cup as soon as I saw a boron in use. To my eye, the things were altogether too like bed bottles, especially when they were filled with white wine. By degrees, they were issuing the recruits with uniforms, and because this was Spain, everything was issued piecemeal, so it was never quite certain who had received what, and various of the things we most needed, such as belts and cartridge boxes, were not issued till the last moment, when the train was actually waiting to take us to the front. I have spoken of the militia uniform, which probably gives a wrong impression. It was not exactly a uniform. Perhaps a multiform would be a proper name for it. Everyone's clothes followed the same general plan, but they were never quite the same in any two cases. Practically everyone in the army wore corduroy knee breeches, but there the uniformity ended. Some wore puttees, others corduroy gaiters, others leather leggings or high boots. Everyone wore a zipper jacket, but some of the jackets were of leather, others of wool, and of every conceivable colour. The kinds of cap were about as numerous as their wearers. It was usual to adorn the front of your cap with a party badge, and in addition nearly every man wore a red or red and black handkerchief round his throat. A militia column at that time was an extraordinary looking rabble, but the clothes had to be issued, as this or that factory rushed them out, and they were not bad clothes considering the circumstances. The shirts and socks were wretched cotton things, however, quite useless against cold.